Imagine walking into a chaotic business where deadlines are missed, employees are frustrated, and the founder is bewildered by their once thriving company's decline. This isn't a crisis, it's whitewater, a natural stage in organizational growth. Every organization follows a predictable life cycle, and understanding where you are in this journey is the first step toward consistent success. From small startups to Fortune 500 giants like Microsoft and American Express, this framework has transformed countless organizations by revealing the natural patterns they follow as they grow, thrive, and sometimes decline. The beauty lies in its accessibility. No special skills required, just an understanding of the 7 distinct stages every organization inevitably experiences. The organizational journey begins with early struggle, the equivalent of a rocket launch requiring massive energy to overcome gravity's pull. Approximately 80% of ventures fail here because only 2 things matter: finding enough customers who will buy your product at a profit, and having sufficient cash to survive until you do. This binary stage offers no fallback position: succeed or die within about 3 years. Those who escape early struggle enter fun, a period of exhilarating growth where everything revolves around sales. The organization experiences positive cash flow, customer-driven expansion, and renewed confidence. High-performing salespeople become big dogs, with all other functions playing supporting roles. The culture celebrates heroic tales of impossible deadlines met through caffeine-fueled all-nighters and last-minute improvisations. Working in a fun-stage organization means embracing frantic pace and high commitment, typically with sky-high morale. There's minimal formal structure, no org charts or operational titles, just a shared understanding that everyone exists to make or support sales. The energy is infectious, but beneath the excitement, complexity quietly builds as the organization grows. What happens when your organization outgrows its freewheeling approach? Welcome to Whitewater, where complexity begins to overwhelm. More people means more complicated decision-making, blurred communication, and execution problems. The growing tail of legacy service issues eventually consumes more time than making new sales. The onset is gradual, like a frog in slowly heating water. Early indicators appear as mere speed bumps blamed on sick employees or difficult clients. Management's reflexive response remains the same: sell more. But this approach only worsens the situation by further straining operations. When whitewater fully hits, the organization faces a critical realization: excellence must extend beyond sales. The typical response is redesigning the organization chart and consolidating non-sales functions under operations managers tasked with implementing systems. This creates the infamous sales versus operations battle, with sales leveraging their big dog status to lobby for a return to fun simplicity. Management faces a pivotal choice: dismantle systems to return to fun, creating a cycle of growth and chaos; permanently cap growth to avoid whitewater, the classic founder's dilemma; or navigate through whitewater towards something better, predictable success. Organizations that successfully navigate whitewater reach predictable success, the optimal stage representing perfect equilibrium between systematic operation and entrepreneurial dynamism. Think Apple during its renaissance under Steve Jobs, or Southwest Airlines during its strongest growth periods. These organizations consistently set and achieve goals with maximum self-determination. While not error-free, organizations in predictable success respond distinctively to challenges, maturely assessing impacts, deciding optimal responses, executing with minimal drama, and swiftly refocusing on priorities. They exhibit what psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi calls flow, a confluence of enjoyment, creativity, precision, and total involvement, producing outstanding results that feel almost effortless. Maintaining this state requires constant vigilance, an ever-present tension between competing forces: creativity versus systems, risk-taking versus accountability, individual initiative versus organizational cohesion. Like steering a sailboat through changing winds, management must continuously adjust this balance. Any sense of having arrived proves fatal to remaining in predictable success. The rewards are substantial. Straightforward decision-making through clearly defined roles, strong alignment between strategy and execution, seamless cross-functional collaboration, and balanced focus on both growth and profitability. Together, these create a transcendent advantage, an intuitive, institutionalized understanding of success embedded in the organization's DNA, a form of muscle memory competitors find difficult to replicate. Without vigilance, organizations can decline from predictable success into treadmill, where excessive systematization causes slowdowns, reduced flexibility, and inward focus. Multiple approval layers, extensive documentation requirements, and rigid processes become standard. In treadmill, systems overwhelm vision and entrepreneurial spirit, causing three key problems. Innovation dies as copying replaces creativity. Step growth vanishes as analysis paralysis prevents transformational change. And bad news gets suppressed as compliance culture breeds fear. These factors lead to mediocrity, shown by shrinking market share and increase in customer complaints about bureaucracy. Organizations failing to escape treadmill slide into the big rut, where they abandon creativity entirely, believing established methods are sacred. Examples include Kodak resisting digital photography and Blockbuster dismissing streaming. Escape from the big rut is rare because management grows complacent due to monopolistic positions, financial reserves, executive comfort, or family business dynamics that prioritize legacy over innovation. The final stage is death rattle, the terminal phase before organizational collapse. The end comes through depleted resources from price cutting, technological irrelevance from ignoring industry changes, or market abandonment as neglected customers find alternatives elsewhere. For organizations struggling in whitewater, reaching predictable success requires implementing systems that enable stability while preserving entrepreneurial spirit. This transformation involves redesigning the organization chart to reflect operational reality, transforming how managers interact by establishing lateral management alongside vertical hierarchies, and restoring alignment by revisiting the organization's mission and breaking up silos. Additionally, organizations must implement cross-functional teams to collaborate across departments, empower existing teams with more authority and broader responsibilities, and reignite ownership and self-accountability throughout the organization, the single most important factor for achieving predictable success. For those trapped in treadmill, recovery requires focusing on people rather than dismantling systems. This means redesigning hiring to find people with active curiosity, changing deployment methods to emphasize why over what, revamping performance assessment to focus on development rather than compliance, transforming training from monotonous information delivery to Socratic dialogue, freeing mentoring programs from overmanagement, and redirecting accountability toward outputs and real results. Staying in predictable success isn't a one-time achievement, but requires constant vigilance. Organizations must simultaneously maintain robust mechanical decision-making systems while nurturing dynamic, people-oriented systems that prevent sliding into treadmill. They must institutionalize innovation and risk-taking throughout all levels, rather than depending solely on founders or senior management for entrepreneurial attributes. The linchpin holding everything together is personal ownership and self-accountability. Engaged individuals taking initiative within structured boundaries, teams holding themselves accountable for measurable results, and leaders who align risk-taking with organizational objectives. Success requires constant monitoring and adjustment, with leadership actively working to prevent drift toward either too much structure or too much flexibility. What makes this framework so powerful is its predictability. Organizations that understand these stages can anticipate challenges before they become crises and take proactive steps to maintain momentum. By recognizing your organization's current position and implementing specific strategies for successful transition between stages, you can transform chaos into clarity, frustration into flow, and uncertainty into predictable success. The journey never ends, but now you have the map.